So I'm gonna try. Not sure I've ever actually answered a questionnaire while touching myself, but we'll see how good I am at multitasking. Okay. Do post tags matter, or do you just read the title? I think the tags are definitely a helpful tool. Since I'm fairly new to the site, I'm not able to... Sorry, I just lost my train of thought. Yeah, the tags are definitely helpful. They're very much so appreciated because I'm able to quickly sort of filter out the things that, you know, I prefer the most, and yeah, so next question. How much time do you spend making or editing an audio? This is actually my fifth attempt on my very first post aside from my my verification post, so hopefully this is the last one because I keep I got off too quickly the first time and that created an issue. It turned my brain to mush, so it made it really hard to finish, so I had to wait a little while. So hopefully this isn't... I don't have an editor. I don't use anything fancy. I use a Vocaroo. And then I just download it. And then upload it to... So I guess that's a better question to answer once I'm a seasoned veteran of GWA. After listening to GWA, have I gotten any new kinks? Actually, I have discovered that I am a big fan of some of the female participators. I mean, you all have amazing voices, but I'm a huge fan of a couple in particular that, I wasn't aware that a woman's voice could turn me on as much as they do. It's just kind of opening up a few new avenues for me, so that's definitely fun and appreciated. Do I like the sound of my own voice? No, absolutely not. It's frustrating having to re-listen to my recording after I make it to make sure that I don't sound completely hideous. Which kind of audio is my favorite? So far the couple that I have earmarked are, I'm not going to use their usernames, but, they're, a lot of the daddy-daughter role-playing, age play, I'm a big fan of those. So, there are a couple people that I found who do those exceptionally well, and I have, had many of orgasms courtesy of them. Do I have a Gone Wild audio crush? Absolutely. It's just very intimidating. I don't want to bother people by sending them a message, and it seems like quite a few of the people that I am interested in. Okay. Okay. Shit, what was I talking about? God, my body. Gosh. Yeah, but I just, it's intimidating wanting to talk to people because it seems like they have a lot of interest, so, I definitely don't want to add to the crush of people. So I'm totally fine just being in the background, enjoying, reaping the benefits of other people's obvious talents on this site. Okay. Explain myself. Would I have sex while a porno is being played? Absolutely. I have. And I see no reason why I wouldn't do it again. I have a lot of sex with myself while porno is being played. Okay. What is my most embarrassing and funny sexual experience with someone else? I don't know how funny it is to other people, but when I was younger, like high school age, younger, I got into a really bad habit of, I still do it, obviously, because I've done it throughout this whole thing, but I giggle a lot when I'm nervous. And there's this very attractive guy that I had been interested in for a while, and just circumstances lined up where we were starting to hook up, and, like, we're just about to start having sex. Like, the head was in. And it was super hot. And then, because I got nervous, I just started giggling hysterically. And the poor guy just, like, went limp as a noodle. Like, he just... I killed him. I destroyed his will to have sex because I was giggling, and I was trying really hard to explain it to him. And then, so for literally the next 5 hours, it just turned into this really hilarious circle jerk of me laughing, him going limp, getting him hard again, and then him laughing at me laughing, and then him going limp and me getting him hard again. And it took so long, but it was hilarious. It was fun, and when the sex finally did happen, it was pretty amazing as well. But yeah, I still think about that and chuckle often. At this point, I'm, like, edging because I'm trying to focus, and if I let myself get off, it's just game over for trying to form coherent sentences. Okay. If lying is wrong, are white lies okay? I guess it depends on the context. I mean, is it something that could potentially hurt the other person? If it's, I don't know, it's a really huge gray area for white lies. because you can either, I don't know, I mean, you can hurt people just from the sheer act of dishonesty, so I guess that kind of voids what I just said. I mean, just as a rule, it's just better to not lie at all, because I've learned in the past, painfully, that will come back and bite you in the ass threefold every time, and it's just, it gets to a point where, okay, yeah, it just gets to the point where it's better to face whatever consequence right up front than lying. Yeah. But then at the same time, people are entitled to their secrets. So if you need to tell a white lie to maintain the secrets that are yours to keep, yeah. Especially, you know, on an online community like this, I would think that white lies would be commonplace just for our own personal safety. yeah. Let's see. Would I prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch me have sex? I think I've definitely learned that I can be quite the voyeur as well as the exhibitionist. I think that's definitely a... it's a 50-50 thing, because both are incredibly hot, and it really just depends on the mood, because sometimes it's unfailingly sexy to be able to please others. So whether that's pleasing them by performing for them or by them performing for you, it's the fastest way to get me to come easily, just fuck myself very hard. I'm a huge penetration whore. I mean, my clit, of course, is amazing and feels great and gives amazing orgasms, but the hardest, fastest orgasms I have are when I just take a toy and fuck the shit out of myself. As hard and fast as I can. it literally doesn't even take a minute. For the first one, I get off really easily, though, so it's cheating, right? favorite place to come or have someone come on you? Mouth or ass are my two favorite places. I love tasting cum. I love just the act of someone coming in my mouth. My ass as well. There's something incredibly sexy about feeling that they're come dripping out of me. What music would you like to have playing while having sex? I don't really care. I think pop music would be a big turnoff, just because it turns me off in general. Definitely, like, something rock, metal-y, industrial, trip-hop, you know, something slow, sexy beats, or something angry and intense, because music can definitely set the mood, and there are so many different moods to go into sex with, so that's not a definitive answer. Do I think that love equals sex? Absolutely not. And vice versa. I think that it is a mutual sharing and maybe even a mutual affection. It's definitely a shared intimacy. Even if it's just like a one night stand while you're shit faced at a bar in a bathroom stall, it's still an intimacy. Definitely not love, though. Would I prefer to be called or say? I like being called the dirty things, slut, whore. Those are definitely, good motivators. Yeah. what I prefer to say, I don't care. Whatever my partner prefers me to call them, I'm fine with. definitely a moaner. It's not very often that I scream, but just in general, I'm pretty quiet person, so I don't, I can't even remember the last time I screamed in general, much less sexy time, but the best orgasms I've ever had, usually involves biting something. And then it just turns into a lot of whimpering. One was... The worst time I've been turned on is usually at work. Because I'm stuck at a front desk. And I have to talk to people. And that's incredibly hard to do when you're squirming in your chair. Sitting in incredibly wet panties. Let's see. Do I consider hair pulling sexy? Yes, very much. Do I enjoy bondage? Yes, very much. Receiving. Hot wax, I have not tried it, but I'm definitely open to do so. Have I been with someone older than me? I prefer people that are older than me. Would I kiss someone of the same sex? Yes, and I have. Have I ever tried anal? Absolutely, and I love it. Have I ever been double penetrated? No. I've had anal and vaginal at the same time, but not two things in one hole. I don't know if I could do that physically, but... if I ever... okay. Have I ever had sex in public? Yes. Do I like to be handled roughly? As rough as possible. Am I verbal in bed? I can be. It just depends. Do I like receiving pain or giving it? I absolutely love to receive it. Favorite item for spanking? Definitely barehanded. Just there's something a little bit more personal about that. And I enjoy it. I enjoy that. Worst porn I've ever watched. We were looking, some friends and I were looking for a gag gift to give another friend for their birthday. So we were in the questionable part of the adult store. And there was a bin with just really, I mean, I'm very open-minded and I'm definitely not judgy, but when I say bizarre shit, like, I mean bizarre shit. so we settled on one we were going to buy, and we actually ended up taking it home and watching it first, because we really wanted to see what was going to happen, and it was a DVD, for people that have a fetish for bare feet in meat. So, the porn was pretty much just a lady's, foot squishing raw ground hamburger, which was pretty hilarious. I guess that was not the worst, probably the weirdest, but worst porn I watched, I was watching an old German porn on some streaming site, and it was like an 80s, 90s porn, but they're having anal, which was fine, and then he pulls out, and there's totally shit all over his dick, and then she proceeded to start cleaning that off. I understand that scat play is a very valid fetish for some people. Definitely not for me. So when you're watching something that's pretty sexy and you see something that is the anti of all things sexy for you, that definitely falls under the category of the worst porn I've ever watched. But I think the video question also answered the weirdest fetish I've ever heard of. I became a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would I do? I'd fuck as many women as I possibly could and touch myself a lot. What would I do in life if I did not need to work for money? Travel as much as possible. It's kind of, I mean, it's cliche, but see the world, meet as many people as I could. Maybe leave something a little bit better in the world than what it was when I came into it. Last question. How do I feel about aliens or ghosts, real or not? I am undecided about aliens. I mean, I could go on forever about that, but I'm undecided about that. I don't believe in ghosts. I believe that it's possible for humans to leave trace energy in the universe because, well, we are energy. So when our bodies die, like, the energy needs to go somewhere, right? So it's possible maybe when people feel ghosts that they feel, you know, energy traces that were left from people who have gone. Okay, I made it through the whole thing. I wouldn't let myself get off so that I didn't get sidetracked. I'm very proud of myself. I know this is impossibly long and likely boring for most people, but it was my effort. So, thanks for listening. And I'm gonna go finish the job now. Have a good night.